Chapter 2. Losing a Step. The Far People die after their 18th year, the age of accountability, before they can transgress. For that, it is said, Providence possessed them of physical gifts, speed, grace. The logical test would then be to introduce sin and measure. Compendium on Extant Eastland Races, Ren Solas, Scrivener and Historian. Mira Farr woke to the sound of rushing wings. She sat in the corner shadows of Tan's room, where she kept nightly vigil over the young Hollows man, a man she thought she loved.
Absent gods, I fell asleep.
She'd never fallen asleep on watch, but she put it aside for now. Tan was gone. She quickly surveyed the bedchamber, assessing everything. At this hour, Tan usually stood by the window, maintaining a vigil of his own, awaiting daybreak. The window was open, but vacant. Even his bow had been taken.
He's gone someplace else to greet the day, sick of being cooped up.
Then that sound, like many wings, crystallized in her mind. Not wings, but boots on faraway stone. Lots of them. Mira rushed to the window. The streets were filled with Far running toward the northeast wall. Beyond it, on the distant shale, came an army like nothing she'd ever seen before.
Fool went out to meet them.
He'd crept out without waking her, knowing she would have tried to stop him. Never before could anyone have crept past her without her waking. That she'd fallen asleep at all. She started for the door, her hands moving over her weapons, taking inventory. The absence of her second sword, the one she usually wore over her left shoulder, was a painful reminder of their days in the Cyclorum, her broken oath. She hadn't yet replaced the blade, not a thing to be rushed, and there was no time to do so now. She descended several floors of stairs in quick bounds and got out the rear door of Ilan's manor. Rather than navigate the thousands of Far moving toward the northern gates, she raced.